What will Wolf watch?
The Mighty versus the Mousetrap.
I'm just going to let this play for a second right here, okay? I'm sorry, Basonians, but I do love this. You know, Mighty Mouse originally appeared in a short cartoon called The Mouse of Tomorrow. It was 1942, and the character was originally called Super Mouse. He wore a red cape and yellow tights, and although Kyler Murray doesn't wear a cape, he has superhero qualities that belie his diminutive stature. Before last week's game against Detroit, he was being praised as the quarterback of tomorrow, flying through the NFL with super speed and super strength. Everybody loved them some Kyler Murray. But as we know, everybody, well, they've got their weakness, even Mighty Mouse. And defensive coordinators are desperately looking for Kylers. Matt Patricia threw a piece of metaphorical Limburger cheese at the Mighty, causing him to throw three picks, and now the Rats are scurrying for higher ground, waiting to replicate Patricia's strategy. In a gross simplification of the truth, keeping the Mighty in front of you is the way to defend them. Rush 4, drop 7, rush 5, drop 6, collapse the pocket via bull rushes, do not create any seams, play zone, and keep your eyes on number 1. Then jump into man every now and then once you've conditioned Murray and his coach. And guess what? Surprise! Ralph Waldo Emerson is credited with advocating innovation by saying, build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. That's exactly what's going on now, ladies and gentlemen. Teams from all over the NFC, and especially the NFC West, are beating a path to Patricia's door, searching for information on what the Lions did to Kyler Murray. Alexander Dumas, in his classic The Three Musketeers, entitled the chapter A Mousetrap of the 17th Century. He referred to a guard or police tactic that involved hiding in the house, hiding in the home of someone they had arrested, and then grabbing, interviewing, and sometimes arresting anyone who showed up at their door. We shake our heads, ladies and gentlemen. But there were many coaches making phone calls on Monday, calling in favors, inquiring how the Lions prepared for Kyler Murray. Finally, Shakespeare referenced a mousetrap in Hamlet all the way back to 1602. He called the trap a knavish piece of work. And if you think you're going to stop the mighty Kyler Murray with this new mousetrap, let me ask you a question. How did it work on Russell Wilson, you knave?